A new study suggests that in the United States, college and university students must think carefully about their first jobs after graduation. People who take a job that does not require a degree can find themselves in lower paid positions than their educated peers even 5 or 10 years later, researchers say. Burning Glass Technologies and the Strata Institute for the Future of Work partnered to create the report, released in May. Burning Glass is a software company that researches the labor market. The Strata Institute is part of the Strata Education Network, a national nonprofit organization that supports the growth of education in the United States. The study is based, in part, on data gathered from U.S. companies' job advertisements and workers' employment and education histories. Researchers used special software to examine advertisements listed on nearly 50,000 job search websites between 2010 and 2017. They also looked at the resumes of almost 4 million American workers dating from 2000 to 2017. By comparing this information, researchers found that during those periods, 43% of U.S. college and university graduates' first jobs did not require a bachelor's degree. The researchers considered a job that does not use a person's education underemployment. The high percentage of underemployed college graduates may not come as a surprise, says a top official at the Strata Education Network. Michelle Weiss is the Senior Vice President of Workforce Strategies. Some of the data from the study comes from a time when the U.S. economy was facing a serious recession and jobs were limited. But Weiss points out that, in general, many kinds of jobs require little to no formal education. These include jobs in fields like food service or physical labor. The problem, she says, is the serious and possibly long-lasting effects of choosing such a job.
For one thing, there is a major difference in how much money underemployed and fully employed graduates are likely to make, Weiss notes. The researchers' study of U.S. government data on pay suggests that recent graduates of bachelor's degree programs who are underemployed earn about $10,000 less, on average, than the fully employed. Weiss says the other issue is that underemployed graduates will likely be stuck in positions that do not use their education. The study showed that about two-thirds of graduates whose first jobs do not require a degree will still be underemployed 5 years later. And about three-fourths of that underemployed group are likely to remain underemployed for at least another 5 years after that. In a way, both the students and the schools are responsible for solving this problem, Weiss argues. She says students need to be thoughtful about their career path, especially while they are still in school. The sooner they start considering the steps they need to take to help find a job after graduation, the better. These steps include asking professors for advice and seeking out internships. And Weiss suggests that if they can, recent graduates should not simply accept the first job offer they receive. Having the desire to work is important, but so is waiting for a job that could lead to better positions in the future. Field of study is also important, she says. The Strata and Burning Glass study found that graduates with degrees in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics are less likely to be underemployed. And students who earn degrees in a liberal arts field, such as history, may have a harder time finding a job that uses their abilities.
But Weiss argues that colleges and universities also have to do better to support liberal arts graduates in their job search. Something we have struggled with, especially since the Great Recession, is that we are not great at translating what those skills are that students are developing in those liberal arts programs and how they translate into the workforce, Weiss told VOA. We're not good at showing our students, before they go on the market, how marketable they really are. Another expert points out that underemployment is also connected to how higher education operates in the modern world. Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He says asking students to start preparing earlier to enter the workforce is only part of the solution. We're telling them, pick your career when you're 17 and you're applying to college, Capelli said. And then, if you happen to pick the wrong one and you graduate and there's no demand there, you're out of luck. Or you could get a very practical degree that helps get you an immediate job, but you haven't learned anything that will help you later in your career. Capelli notes that in recent years, colleges and universities have worked hard to make higher education available to more people. But as the number of degree holders nationwide has increased, graduates may find it harder to make themselves appear more desirable than others with a similar degree. Also, employers have increasingly come to expect more from graduates, somewhat unfairly, Capelli says. For example, many advertisements for positions that normally would be perfect for recent graduates now ask for years of experience.
Capelli says that to make themselves more competitive, college students can seek to gain skills outside of their normal study program. For example, liberal arts students might consider taking classes in computer programming during the summer break. And all workers should continue to seek ways to improve and expand their skills throughout their careers, he says. The concern about underemployment may make some people wonder whether a college degree is still worthwhile. Nicole Smith says she understands why students and parents would ask that question. Smith is the chief economist for the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce in Washington, D.C. She admits that a traditional 4-year degree is not the only path to a meaningful and well-paying job. And, she notes, as the cost of higher education continues to rise, families need to think carefully about the investment. But Smith stresses that the majority of well-paying jobs in the future will require some kind of degree. She says people need to consider how higher education might help them in the end. We don't want to discourage people from even stepping foot through the door, or to discourage people from even thinking of that opportunity, Smith said. In addition, Smith says, readers need to look at reports such as the Strata and Burning Glass study with a critical eye. She notes that researchers and employers may have different ideas about the jobs recent college graduates can do. In other words, the report's definition of underemployment may not be entirely correct. Also, Smith argues many recent graduates choose jobs that do not require a college degree so they can more deeply explore their interests and identities. This period of exploration can help them in the end by teaching them more about what they do and do not want in a career. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.